Let's bring in Pat Pagano, who can make sense of it all. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And I just took a look at New Orleans for Mike. 80 to 85 tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds.
So his horses are going to run in good weather.
So he'll have no problem there. I wish I could say the same for us.
Now,
but
I was
first were you going to say, Marshall?
I was mentioning earlier, my grandmother, when I was a kid, in weather like this, used to say to us, watch out. In weather like this, you could catch pneumonia. And I always thought she said ammonia, so I never understood it until later on in life. But really, we do have that type of weather now where it's warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold, every other day, it seems.
Very much like March as compared to the middle part of February. There's no doubt about it. That's what makes this forecast much more difficult. Now, we have a cool front coming through today. So the showers will end. It'll be turning colder, 40s and dropping. Then a clear, cold night tonight. We're in the teens. Sun will be followed by clouds Saturday in the mid-30s. So now, this is what we were alluding to a couple of days ago. We have this very fast, progressive upper air disturbance that will take a low-pressure system through the Appalachians. It hops off the Delaware coast and moves out into the Atlantic tomorrow night, and by Sunday morning, it's out. The question is, again, how quick does it develop and how far north for us? Now, do you notice that the National Weather Service put out a winter storm watch for Connecticut, but for nobody else?
Yeah.
In our listening area. You know, you get to New York State, nothing. You get to the Berkshires, nothing. Because the thinking is right now is that the low-pressure system may be just a bit too far south to bring heavy snow this way. Also, the thing that really does bother me is this ridiculous terminology again. Moderate snow accumulations, heavy snow accumulations. Why do you think, and I'm talking now to the National Weather Service, why do you think that everybody listening or reading your forecast knows what that means? I mean, I'm a meteorologist, and I have a question about that. So why would you put that? If you don't want to put numbers, then don't mention anything at all. Just say snow.
Yeah.
Snow could be heavy at times and leave it at that.
Now, what's your gut feeling here for us?
My gut feeling is lower as compared to higher.
Okay.
I went with 3 to 6, and this all ends Sunday morning, but my gut still tells me 1 to 3. The computer models are going a little bit higher. Some of them are, not all of them. So I went with 3 to 6. The thinking, 1 to 3, especially Berkshires on out through, you know, Columbia, Ulster counties, etc. We get into northwest Connecticut, it may be 2 to 4. You go south and east into the state, then maybe you'll get 3 to 6. So this time it's the opposite of what happened last week. South and east gets more, north and west gets less. At least that's what I see. And it's going to turn partly sunny Sunday afternoon, 45 to 50. So whatever we do get will melt. And if it doesn't do it then, Monday, turning cloudy with rain coming in late, 45 to 50. You are in the 50s with showers Tuesday. So again, folks, this is, I'm going to call this the February nuisance storm.
All right. Now, it's going to be I would figure with temperatures like this, it's going to be a really wet snow.
That is correct. Now, we'll be a little bit colder than areas south and east. So I think that tomorrow night we'll drop to the upper 20s.
Okay.
So for us, it's not going to be as wet as it would be as you get, you know, south of Hartford and down toward the coast. And that's another problem down there because they put out a winter storm watch for southern Connecticut, Long Island, New York City. And, you know, the weather service there is calling for 4 to 8. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I don't think the odds are with us. So I could be, you know, Marshall, I could be dead wrong on this, but I still think that less is going to be better than more.
And when would it start?
It should start in our listening area between 6 and 9 p.m., and it should end probably by sunup on Sunday morning.
All right. And this isn't the type of thing that we could wake up on Sunday morning and see like 9 or 10 inches of snow, is it?
I'm not saying that you absolutely can't, but I think that the chances of that are very remote.
Good. Because I still have to come in here Sunday morning.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a number game. That's the way I see it these days. Everybody comes out with numbers and, you know, they throw numbers all over the place. It's no wonder that anybody listening to the radio or watching TV is thoroughly confused, you know. And then they say, oh, those guys never get it right. Well, you know, because you have one person saying 1 to 3, another one saying 3 to 5, another one saying 3 to 6, one saying 4 to 7. I mean, it's just all over the place. You know, I don't know if that will ever change.
You know, what it is like here locally, Brad Field, my good friend, is retired from Channel 30. Actually, they kind of pushed him out the door, but because they wanted to spend less money on meteorology. And he had been there for 30 years. And so now what they've done is, instead of bringing in other meteorologists, they have these 4x4s that they called like snow monsters and stuff like that, Pat.
Okay.
And it's so stupid because I've got a 19, it was donated to the station, a 1998 Jeep, Cherokee Sport, okay? 4x4. It was donated to the station by a listener. And this thing can go, it's got ground clearance where you can have almost a foot, over a foot of snow, and you have ground clearance, okay?
Okay.
But it's so foolish to see these people out there on the roads. They always send them to Northwest Connecticut when there's a storm. And they're riding around, and there's like an inch or two of snow with the, you know, snow monster. It's so foolish. It's so foolish.
That's how they do it, huh?
What TV stations do nowadays. It's so foolish. Now, I'll give credit to Channel 3. They have a truck, but they've got a team of experienced meteorologists that have been around more than 5 or 6 years, and they count on them more than they count on the people in the trucks. What happened to TV meteorology is just terrible. Terrible.
And it's made a drastic turn. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's all they're using, you know, all the technical stuff now. You know, they show these satellite pictures and they show the animated radar. I mean, the animated radar, they said, well, take a look. Here's the timing. That thing is flying across the screen. Who could tell when it's getting here and when it's not?
And what he said also was great. He said, you know, the problem with TV weather now, he said, years ago, he says, think about when you were a kid. What was the most watched weather forecast every day? The 11 o'clock news weather forecast, because you wanted to watch that to see what happened the next morning.
Right.
He said, now with the advent of radio, with the advent of the Weather Channel, with the advent of smartphones, people can follow the weather anytime they want. They don't have to wait till 11 o'clock anymore.
Yeah, and a lot of the data that they may be looking at is old.
Yeah.
I mean, because the internet doesn't update as quick as it should.
No.
So they could be looking at old stuff. And you know, what it all comes down to, it gives us a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because they say, you know, those guys didn't predict this, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? Again, remember what I always tell all of our listeners, Marshall. Our main job is not to predict the weather so that you could carry an umbrella or go to the beach or have a picnic. Our main job is to protect lives and property. So when the going gets tough, the tough get going, like in Sandy, hurricanes, blizzards, and things like that, that's really our prime job. Everything else is secondary. So I hope that this nuisance storm is exactly that, and that everybody by Sunday afternoon will be out and smiling and saying, boy, I'm glad Pat was right, because if I'm not, I'll have Anthony J on Monday, and I'll take the day off.
Now, are you coming in Monday, or is Anthony J going to be in Monday?
No, I'll be here Monday, but Anthony will be with you the following Monday, which will be the Monday after the movie premiere.